don't know the power of the dark side.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and it's Friday, which means it's time for, well, one of my favorite parts of the week, the Duff McKagan joke of the week. Here we go.
Hey, Chris, did you know what the difference between a sock and a camera is?
No, what?
One is for five toes, and the other is for faux toes.
Oh, man. Ow, I'm laughing, but not because it's funny, because it's absolutely terrible. And once again, thanks to Duff for always taking time out of his busy Guns N' Roses Hall of Fame sold-out stadium schedule to call in the worst possible jokes. Speaking of worst possible jokes, Team Tiger Awesome are here today to make up for the groaners and threw a few of their own in the pot. Clint Gage, Nick Mundy, and Michael Truly are always hilarious, and I guarantee more than one laugh as you listen to us talk about Star Wars. Well, we try to talk about Star Wars. Star Wars is something or other. The Last Jedi is in the theaters now. People have been waiting. What's going to happen to Luke Skywalker? It came out today, and I promise there's no spoilers in this podcast. We didn't even know what the hell the story was even about. Just a lot of speculation about the storyline, the characters, and what we'd like to see happen in future Star Wars stories. We also make some ridiculous predictions. I got to be honest, too. Full disclosure, I had a couple cocktails during the show, so I'm actually going to be listening to this for the first time as well, because I don't really remember what happened. Of course, there's the usual side tangents and shenanigans that always ensue when TTA visits Talk is Jericho. So that's why you get treated to some Mike Myers stories, Cal Ripken Jr. stories, and the story about how I ended up going to a movie theater with Eli Roth to see Polar Express. Wow. We're just a couple weeks away. Speaking of, well, the worst segues ever, I don't have one, but speaking of great, great shows, how about Alpha versus Omega? The most built up match outside of the WWE in wrestling history, I'd have to say. Alpha versus Omega, Tokyo Dome, January 4th. So many great things going on. And also, too, if you saw the clip of me attacking Kenny Omega in Fukuoka, you saw the Alpha Club Jericho shirt, the blue one. A little bit of a different design than the red one was. People are wanting this. It's gone viral. Lots of requests. They will be available at Hot Topic, exclusively at Hot Topic and Hot Topic Online very shortly. They should be in stores as we speak. If not, check again over the next few days, and they will be there. Very, very cool stuff. Alpha Club Jericho at Hot Topic. Yeah, boy, always thinking forward, never thinking backwards, guys. And speaking of thinking forward, the Fozzy Judas Rising 2018 tour has been announced. We kick things off in the States in New Orleans on February 28th at the House of Blues. We're taking Through Fire, Santa Cruz, and Dark Sky Choir coming out with us. And we're going all around the United States. 30 dates on this run. Heading to the West Coast. We're doing the Whiskey A Go-Go. We're doing Las Vegas. We're doing San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, everywhere, man. So San Diego as well. Make sure you check out FozzyRock.com for all tickets for those shows. And also, how about the Steel Panther Fozzy Reunion Tour? That takes place all across Europe if you're listening from overseas. We start that one January 28th in Gay Paris in France. So all ticket information at FozzyRock.com. All Fozzy VIP information. We do a little mini concert for you. Sign your stuff. Say hi. Hang out for a bit. It's one of the best rock and roll VIP experiences in the business. Go find out all about that at FozzyRock.com.
Talk is Jericho.
What are we doing here?
All right, well, hey guys, it's Nick Mundy, Chris Jericho's best friend.
Welcome back to Talk is Jericho.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is my show.
You're making a drink and chewing ice, like some madman.
I'm not chewing ice. I'm chewing a chocolate-covered almond.
Clearly a chocolate.
Surely. Most people that
Clint, is your mic on?
Turn it on. It's up to you, isn't it, truly?
Yeah, it was. That was my fault.
So one of the most popular segments on my show, not really, but I'm going to say it is the appearance of Team Tiger Awesome. What a great bunch of guys. Looking better than ever. Some not looking as good as ever, but I'm just going to say that. You've got
looking
truly,
at me rather pointedly.
Here's what I always love. It's Mundy, Truly, and Clint.
Uh-huh.
Last name, first name.
Yep.
Mundy, Truly, Clint.
You can call me Gage if you want.
I don't like, it doesn't fit as well, though.
Right?
I think
why it panned out that way.
You're the more accessible guy.
Okay.
Plus, you look like a Henderson or like Flowers.
He still looks like Cusack.
I look like a Henderson or Flowers.
Yeah, like Clint Flowers.
What? Doesn't make any sense. Are you stoned, Mundy?
Look,
are you still stoned off the fact that the Houston Astros won the Super Bowl this year?
I'm very excited.
Well, he knows sports like I know sports.
No,
like,
yeah.
We're already starting with every time we're on this show, you like throw things out there to see if we'll correct you.
I go out of my way to be stupid.
Yeah.
So let me just say this. So a couple months ago, I had a Christmas movie premiere, a preview, and I wanted to have you guys on, but Mundy never wants to do it. He always says, he's always busy. I can't do it. So I got Nikki Novak from Young Hollywood, who's she's a Canadian chick. She's hotter than all four of us put together, and she's funnier than all four of us put together.
I believe it.
And she did a great job. She came so prepared with the winter movie premiere, preview. She had every movie written down and all like the synopsises and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like why have I been wasting my time with these idiots in Team Tiger Awesome when I have Nikki Novak, who's much more prepared, much smarter, much better on the mic, and she's prettier. So that's why I had her on. And now she's not available, so I'm doing the Star
Why
Wars.
Why did you have her back on?
Did we just get fired?
After one time, she's like, I'm out of
here. Turn off the show. Let's just finish it.
bring back Money Truly Engaged because,
I brought drinks. Finally,
hold on! You finally brought something.
I brought refreshments.
Well, finally, because you didn't bring anything before. Gage has brought me coffee.
Uh-huh.
Truly's brought me a microphone cord. I know you did that, Clint, but let's give it the credit to Truly. So Monday's brought me nothing.
I brought you a six pack of Bud Light that looks smaller than normal.
Except, in your hand, it looks like a freaking Bud Light shot.
They're for some reason 11-ounce Bud Lights.
Yeah, they're for podcasting.
Right.
In Monday's giant hand, they do look like shots. Oh my gosh. It's worse than Truly's hand at the bottom of the ocean. Is that the problem before you have swollen hands?
Yeah, my hands are svelte now.
Jeez, Mundy, what happened to your hands? Oh my God!
Well, we're so near sea level. Your hands are fine. Yeah. If it's
stop grabbing bees.
you look like Danny DeVito and Martin Short in that movie. They got bitten by bees and their hands got all swollen.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said.
Pure luck.
Pure luck. Starring Danny DeVito and Martin Short.
Hey, where's your Nikki Novak now?
Oh,
with
nice.
The pure luck references.
Wow. But the thing is, so I threw that out there.
Probably
I threw that out there to you twice. It was not Danny DeVito. It was Danny Glover. Anyways, what's going on with your fat fingers, Mundy? Fingers Mundy is your new name.
We came over to your place to talk about Star Wars. Christ, now you're making fun of us?
Well, but that's kind of the idea.
Right. Sorry you have Gene Simmons elder hair.
It's much better than that. It's more Paul Stanley elder hair. Come on.
Yeah, where's
I am just a boy. It's great to be back here with the Team Tiger Awesome,
about to start singing Great Expectations.
I am not going to feel bad about getting into your wet bar here, by the way.
Been killing it on your show. Your guests are great. You've got what you guys have really done well is you've created your own world of create a something.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's really good, and it's become a hit for you guys.
Yeah.
Create a comedian, create a Star Wars character, create a
wrestler,
Eggs. Create a politician.
Create
a president. Yeah,
we just did create a Christmas icon.
Oh, and who won that one?
There is a win.
I think it was Slice. It was Slice the Pizza.
Yeah, Truly Slice. Yeah.
Slice the Pizza guy.
Yeah. Okay. Slice is a piece of pizza that wears some cool shades and carries a golf club.
He's from New York.
Merry Christmas, Slice. Okay.
He's got a bad boy attitude. But here, we're Star Wars is next week or this week. Or...
Take control, Mundy.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Have we been on the show now more than The Miz?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
Actually, maybe more than anybody. Yeah,
what?
It's been a while since the last time. Well, here's the thing:
suck it, Russo.
The underrated High School Confidential episode, which is when the three of us or four of us talked about high school. Actually, it was only three of us because Truly remembered nothing.
Truly, I think there's remembered very little.
There's some issues with Truly's high school years, which we have to bring a psychiatrist on. That was a really good show, and that did a good rating. And then the last one we did, was that the last one that we did for my show? I think it was High School Confidential, maybe.
I feel like we've done
one since. No, we did Summer Movie Preview.
Movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Not as good as Nikki
Novak.
Before
we get fired.
Sure.
Yeah. We love Nikki Novak, by the way. You should have Nikki Novak on your show. She's much better than I am.
We don't want to ruin the reputation that you've
said. My reputation is bad right now. So you guys have been on more times than The Miz. I think the second to that is Ted Irvin, my father. So you might have even beaten Ted Irvin, my dad.
You're going to have to ruminate on Mike.
Nice word, ruminate. Mundy, Google that. And we'll wait for that.
It means to be in a room. No, but you brought us on because, like, Star Wars is coming up, and you literally were like, listen, what's this Star Wars about?
What is even a Star Wars?
One of my favorite episodes. It might have been the first episode we did was 2 years ago.
Yep.
To the day. Exactly.
Exactly.
When
today,
we talked about The Force Awakens.
The Star Wars Symposium.
And we had Star Wars Symposium. We had so much fun on that.
Yeah.
Talking about Star Wars and talking about the new movie. I'm a little bit adrift right now. I'm a set adrift on Memory Bliss, and I ain't talking about PM Dawn. I don't really know what we're going to be talking about on this show.
We're doing Star Wars Symposium, too. We're going to tell you how to get ready for Star Wars.
There's a Jedi, and there's only one left.
Yeah, it's what's called The Last Jedi.
He's the last one.
Is it... It was slightly more than one.
Oh, no.
Ooh. And then it's potentially two. Jedi is... it's like, you know, moose in that... It's the same word if it's plural.
Oh, good call. Like octopus is octopi.
Yeah, no, you're wrong about
moose
that.
Moose is moose?
Pretty sure.
Moose
it's not
Mises.
So it's not The Last Jedi.
You're from Canada. You should know that.
I know. I figured you were going to shoot me down on that one pretty quick. Well, if that was wrong.
Jeez, you guys are all three gang up. Everyone's looking right now. Moose, there's five moose. Or I saw a moose. Yeah, that's the truth.
The five great moose. Everybody knows that story.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, except for me. So there's five Jedi or one Jedi. So it's one or plural.
We don't know if it's The Last Jedi. In fact, some of the there was a little bit of a hubbub when some of the international posters were released. Mm-hmm. And it was like in Spain, it was like Los Jedi.
Oh.
And so they were using the plural article in front of Jedi so that...
It's just because the Spaniards are very confused.
It's possible.
No,
it could be just one big black flag kind of thing.
It did have an upside down question mark and then a question mark
right.
at the same
right.
time.
So in Spain, the movie is called Los Jedi?
Which could be also the same as...
The implication is that there are a few Jedi left.
So, but the okay, so we go back to Force Awakens. Rey.
Yes.
I got that right.
Yeah.
Rey goes to the island of lost toys, and she shows up, and there's Luke Skywalker, one of the best finishes of a movie ever.
I love when he uses wrestling to talk about movies.
Yeah.
Well, it's the finish of a movie.
Yeah.
It's not trying to
when
be
he smart. Flicks his cigarette into the ocean, he's like, let's smoke this shit.
Yeah. I think it was on a DVD extra. That's the one I saw.
And then the entire ocean catches fire.
Right.
And that's when you realize they're on the planet of the gasoline ocean.
Just like L.A. right now. We might be getting evacuated.
No, they're letting people back into Bel Air, so
we're good. We're thumbs up then.
No, yeah. Rey handed Luke with his cool metal robot arm the lightsaber.
Robot hand, actually.
Yeah, and then no, that's
what
it goes.
It's like
finally, I win. I win. I know more than you. He got his hand cut off, not his arm.
And then School's Out for Summer started playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
School's Out for Summer.
So what's interesting is this movie is the first time without a time jump. Every other Star Wars movie.
How do you mean?
From the beginning, like Star Wars to Empire to Jedi, there was like years have taken place between these movies.
Yeah.
Even the prequels. This is the first one where it's like hands on the lightsaber, School's Out for Summer starts playing, and then when we cut back to the credits,
wow.
I don't know how Star Wars works.
And then great run through the jungle plays, and they're still standing there.
What's going to happen is the opening crawl, you know, the famous opening. And then there's like the episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Right.
And then it's just going to be the lyrics to School's Out for the Summer. And then we're going to pick back up on Octo, and they're going to be like, oh, thank you for my lightsaber.
That's great. The last time you saw him, Rey was ready to talk to Luke. Yeah. Now, Rey is still waiting to talk to Luke as he takes a breath and stands there and burps once and twice as the wind blows his Jedi cloak.
I'm really rooting for episode 8, The Last Jedi. No more teacher, no more books. No more dirty looks.
School's out.
School's
for summer.
Out for the
School's
summer.
Out forever.
And that's when Luke pulls out a dose of keys and then breaks it off his metal arm.
Metal hand.
A dose of keys.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Like,
listen, hold on.
Most dose of keys?
You have two here.
You're from Houston. You live in L.A. You must speak better Spanish than that.
Sorry, he really doesn't.
I'm drinking the hard stuff right now.
He's also Italian.
Mundy?
Barely.
Mundy? Yeah. Mundy sounds more like Polish or something.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Mundy. How are you?
Block that out.
That sounds pretty Italian.
Yeah, that's pretty Italian. Yeah.
I guess that was... Yeah,
that was That was probably less offensive than the hashtag MeToo.
I modeled after my Italian Polish barber, Orest, back in from Winnipeg in 1986. Represent Orest. So the movie ends. Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And now The Last Jedi begins. And indeed, it starts with Luke Skywalker, who looks very cool.
Uh-huh. Has your haircut.
Yeah, he does have a haircut and a white beard. And what happens next? Do we even know?
He seems like he's scared shitless of Rey.
Why?
In all the trailers, like, Rey's like...
Disagree.
All right, fair enough.
Continue. I'm sorry. I take it back.
No, you're right.
I take it back.
You're right, Jericho. Yeah,
Chime in, man.
You're always right.
Okay. No, I take it back. I'm sorry.
I didn't watch the trailer, but I'm telling you what's what.
I mean, he's not allowed to eat on that mountain, so I would assume he's been eating like mushrooms out of a cave or something.
Is there even a cave there? Terrified. There was nothing there. You're right. Truly, it wasn't even a mountain. Yeah. It was like a side island. There was nothing on there.
He's like half hallucinating.
That would be pretty rad if Luke has just for all these years has just been sitting there eating shrooms listening to Alice Cooper.
Feed my freaking
I'm really into that. Unfortunately, I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Can I tell you a Feed My Frankenstein story? Is that apropos here?
Sure.
Do we need, always?
Feel like it organically came up. Go right ahead.
Talk enough Star Wars.
Do we need a Feed My Frankenstein story?
We're done with Star Wars.
Last Jedi and Alice Cooper's full discography. So I might be out of line in saying this. If I'm tell me so. So Mike Myers does the Wayne's World movie.
In 91? 90-ish.
Right? So Aerosmith is going to be the band in the movie. And about a week or two beforehand, Aerosmith pulls out because Steven Tyler decides he doesn't want to be in this stupid movie with Fucker. Hates it.
That's probably the only time Steven Tyler's pulled out.
Maybe the only time, right? He was going to shoot his wad into the Wayne's World movie. And so Shep Gordon, who is a Talk Is Jericho alumni, much like yourselves.
As many as us.
And Alice Cooper's manager. Mm-hmm. They called them 2 weeks before. Listen, man, Aerosmith pulled out. We need Alice Cooper to do this movie. Okay, great. Mike Myers goes, we're going to use 18, not 18 in life. That's Skid Row. I'm 18 during the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's poison.
Or maybe the school's out. And Shep goes, no, the new single is Feed My Frankenstein. You're going to use that. And Mike Myers is like, no, we're going to use Schools Out. And Shep's like, okay, well, I heard that Aerosmith pulled out. I know for a fact you have no other band and you have to film tomorrow. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to play Feed My Frankenstein in the movie, and then you can play I'm 18 or Schools Out in the credits. No one's going to know the difference. And if you don't want that, we're going to fuck off and you can go get Keel. To do it, or whoever, Black and Blue.
Poison.
And Mike, not even Poison, Faster Pussycat. They're available. And that's how Feed My Frankenstein is in Wayne's World, because Shep Gordon, the manager of everything, basically put the old, how is your father, into making it happen. So a little bit of trivia there for you guys.
I like that you worked an Austin Powers joke into a Wayne's World story. Well, that's like spanning the Mike Myers oeuvre.
Listen, and then Shep Gordon was like, oh, his head looks like Sputnik. Oh, boy.
He took his head on his huge pillar. He tried himself to sleep at night.
If you could get a Sixpence None the Richer joke in there, too, that would be great.
We're not going to try a Love Guru joke because there wasn't many. Anyways.
Way to hit that one hard.
Thank you.
Had to throw that Jericho back. Hot take number one. Yeah. Love Guru, not great.
Not great. Worst movie, though. Bad movie. You guys remember that movie, The Love Guru?
Barely.
Wow.
You know, my experience with that movie is we had a friend that did the sports choreography for. He had a whole company that, like, he would design plays and football movies and basketball movies, and they like train the extras to be the athletes.
Mark Ellis.
Mark Ellis. Mm-hmm. And he worked on Love Guru to do all of the hockey action.
Horrible.
And so, like, at one point I was editing a sizzle reel of Mark Ellis's work.
Was it Mark Wahlberg in that movie or somebody?
Timberlake.
Oh my god! Yeah.
He was a goalie.
What
right? He was a goalie
call.
With a huge
terrible
dick.
Shit.
But that's the only reason I saw that movie is I had to like rip it and pull clips from it for a sizzle
you had
reel.
A friend who actually his job was to choreograph sports.
Yeah, he's done quite
movies.
Well
yeah.
for himself yeah. doing it too. I mean,
really?
just about any movie you could sports
Adam
movie. You could think
I guess
of.
It would make sense if you're going to do like a longest yard.
Yeah,
he did the longest yard.
Playing football, okay.
He literally did the longest yard.
Blue 42, and you have to go. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And you got to choreograph it all and make sure it looks good with the cameras.
See, guys,
and
there is a way for us to make money in this business still after all these years.
For some of us.
Ain't fucking doing it.
I'll tell you what right now.
Hey.
If we could stay talking about Star Wars for two
look,
seconds.
All right, let's go back to it. Star, we're
maybe
back to
we
it.
Can make right. money off of this.
All right, we're back to it. So the credits rolls end.
Sure. School's out for the summer.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah.
We're still at this point. Right. Luke in the trailers is scared shitless because he's like, man, Rey, your powers remind me of this other dude, Kylo Ren. You know, that dude. And he was scary as shit. And I was like, I wasn't a pansy then, but I'm a pansy now.
No.
Are you
got it backwards.
Are you insinuating this or do you know about this?
No, that's in the trailer.
You probably read like Starlog magazine and shit and know like all the inside stuff.
Starlog magazine, I believe, is a Star Trek periodical.
Yeah.
I think it was about celebrity poops.
I think it went out of business in 1987.
Probably.
But at the time, when I was into Starlog magazine and Fangoria and Famous Monsters of Filmland, it was the shit to go read the stuff about that.
I was reading Big Bopper.
No,
what? Big Bopper died in 1955.
Right. No, musician. It's a day.
No, there was also a
Chandelier.
No, it's like I was really into Tiffany.
Oh, you're talking about like a teeny bopper magazine.
Yeah, like Bopper and like Bopper.
No, that was not it. If there was a movie with the Big Bopper, you could play him.
I'm not going to fix your references, Nick. Not on somebody else's show.
After all these years, too, you guys have been doing this for such a long time. Listen,
again,
Team Tiger Awesome, 2 years now you guys have been doing it. 177 episodes.
Uh-huh.
Who is the dead weight on the show? Who's the weak link of the show?
Oh, no, it changes week to week.
it
legitimately does. We all take our turns being the dead weight.
I appreciate you standing up for your weak link friend over here.
I didn't say who does it more.
You don't have to, man.
just giving me the shit. Luke Skywalker, mother.
I love how you
so. Kylo Ren's backstory, Adam Driver, emo Darth Vader's backstory from Force Awakens.
Right.
He was training with Luke to be a Jedi because he's all up into the Force, and Luke is trying to have like a Jedi Academy again and get the Order back up and running. But at some point, Kylo Ren goes nuts and like kills everybody. Right? Because he was like so powerful. Because
he was like, school.
Yeah, because he was all like, he was actually into Feed My Frankenstein. And Luke was like, no. It's school's out for the summer.
And then Snoke was like,
drive Gordon.
Poison running through my face. And then, he's poison.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Interesting.
I banged it.
He's a blast of karaoke.
That's good. You should probably tweet that.
That's great when that takes 6 minutes.
Okay, so Michael, I have a couple questions for you about this. Do you know this for a fact or is this hearsay?
No, this happened in Force Awakens.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, we know all this. So what's happening now in Last Jedi.
Why don't I know that? Was not paying attention?
I think probably you didn't see the movie.
I saw it 3 times. This is the one time when I did see the movie.
I don't remember that from the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he doesn't remember his high school.
A lot of it came through in what's called the, what do they call it? The Force Flash.
What is the Force Flash?
It's this vision that Rey had when she
picked up the lightsaber.
When she picks up the lightsaber.
Did we see that in the movie?
Yeah.
Maz Kanata was like, I've seen these eyes before.
Maz Kanata was like the Japanese stereotype.
It was Lupita Nyong'o mocapping a really short, blind-looking
Asian. Yeah, it was an Asian stereotype.
Was it an Asian stereotype?
Who's the name you just put up there?
Lupita Nyong'o?
Who's that?
She was in...
She's in Black Panther.
She's
a really talented black actress.
Yeah,
because it goes back to what we talked about in the Star Wars Symposium. There's a lot of racial issues in those Star Wars movies.
They seem to be less now.
Yeah.
But that one, Lupita... Dumblebee, you could see a real Asian thing going on.
It seems to be a much more inclusive universe these days.
Okay.
Lucas had a lot
with the prequels, what's like...
You think when Lucas got kicked out, kind of the old school 70s mentality?
Yeah, well, Lucas was like, these characters are bankers in the world, so let's make them Jews.
right.
Like that, degenerate gambler. Let's also make him Jewish.
This guy's kind of a stoned hippie. Let's make him a Rastafarian.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not like, can we still say that nowadays?
We can still say Rastafarian.
Like, my goodness.
Sure Rastafarian. The PC police hasn't taken away Rastafarian.
It's getting really bad. I mean, we're just saying what we saw in the movies, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
we like, you can't say happy Rastafarian anymore.
You can't even say Blacklight Bob Marley poster without getting looked at askance.
Why you? Hey! Okay, go ahead.
So what's going to happen in Last Jedi is Rey and Luke are now working together, and Luke is seeing Rey have this... What does he say in the trailers? Like, I've seen raw power like this before, and I wasn't afraid of it then, but I'm afraid of it now.
So is he meaning himself?
He's talking about Kylo Ren, and like the crazy power that Kylo Ren had that went unchecked, and that... like sort of ruined his attempts to bring back the Jedi Order. And so now here comes Rey with an equal amount of power to Kylo Ren. And he's like, I don't want to be part of it, dude. And so
he can feel their power, but he's never met Rey.
No. Well, no, that we know.
Because one of the rumors is that Rey is his daughter.
Right. Right. Right.
No, but Luke is like, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
And, but he's been saying that for 5 years, man.
No, but he, like, right now, he's like, because Kylo Ren, you know, he was all schools out for summer, and then, you know, Rey showed up, and she's like, train me like you train everyone else. And he's like, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
All right, but, you know, he's going to throw them all under his wheels. I get it. I see where you're going with this.
The other rumor that I'm hearing
is... he wants to be elected as the best Jedi ever, I understand.
The other rumor that I'm hearing is that this has the most training montages in a movie since Rocky IV.
Hold on. I just blew a whistle. Here's my favorite thing. The other rumor that I'm hearing... Yeah. From who?
I got Starlog. From Starlog Magazine.
Starlog Magazine that closed in 1987 has gone back on the shelves. Uh-huh.
It's all digital now. It's all on the dark web.
It's a digital magazine.
You got to subscribe to it with Bitcoin.
By the way, did you guys hear this Bitcoin thing?
Yeah.
If you would have invested $100 in Bitcoin 3 years ago, we'd all be multimillionaires right now.
If you had invested and bought a Bitcoin 2 days ago, you would have made $4,000 by now.
Oh, my gosh. Should we buy one now?
Probably not, I keep saying that.
We should do it. Yeah. Maybe we should make that a thing.
Let's do it right now.
Team Tiger Awesome, Talk is Jericho, presents the Bitcoin.
We'll put all our ad money in. Your ad money in.
You were already Googling Alice Cooper songs. Can you just...
No, Alice Cooper doesn't have a cryptocurrency yet.
This is actually an Alice Cooper song from Welcome to My Nightmare Part 2 called Cryptocurrency, just so you know. Anyways, so there's a lot of speculation. Do we know what's going to happen in this movie? Because the thing is, I like the idea that Lucas sold to Disney, which was great.
Uh-huh.
And so since he sold... was Force Awakens, which was episode 7. Then we go to kind of an alternate universe for Rogue One.
Not an alternate universe at all.
Prequel,
actually.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It was basically like the 5 minutes before A New Hope.
Can we talk about Rogue One for a bit here?
Sure. Yeah, well, hold on. I suppose you can. You said something interesting where 2 years ago, I think we were like, yeah, Disney buying Rogue One or Disney buying Star Wars was a good idea.
Right.
Now I'm like...
What?
Well, you already said that you were going opening night because you didn't want to wait until like Tuesday to see it. No, but here's the thing. I'm excited
for a bit. I wait till a Tuesday.
I'm not waiting.
I'm excited about Last Jedi.
Some kind of homeless.
But Rogue One was awful.
What?
Yeah, Rogue One
Oh my gosh, now we have... This is a problem. Are we recording this?
It was fine at best.
No, what? I thought it was great. I thought that Rogue One was really good. Why didn't you like it, Mundy?
I thought there was no, like, really good characters. It just felt like...
Here's the reason... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Here's, like...
Hey. I'm gonna refrain.
Refresh your drink.
Get your mouth.
Can I get you some more ice while Nick continues?
The plot was just boring, and it just was, like, answering questions no one gave a shit about. Like, about who invented the Death Star and all these... there was nothing. I can't name one character.
I didn't give a shit about who invented the Death Star.
Here's my...
Except for Saw Gerrera, who was awesome.
Ghost Dog's great.
What? Chavo Guerrero?
Not Chavo, but...
Well, Chavo's real name is Sal. You know that, right?
Saw Gerrera was like Saul. Saw.
It was Ghost Dog.
S-A-W.
Oh.
Forrest Whitaker's character.
There's nobody named... Okay, Saw.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what were you going to say?
Well, it was like the most... The best example of an overbaked movie of all time.
Overbaked,
like, they reshot 50% of it. They, like, it was clearly cobbled together in editing. Like, it didn't really make sense from one scene to the next scene.
Gotcha.
To the next. Like, any given scene, it didn't matter what happened in the scene immediately prior to it. Like, it just, as a story, it just didn't hold up.
But
mostly what it, my biggest problem with it is it felt like a fan film. It felt like the most expensive fan film ever made.
Fan fiction.
It was a movie for people that wanted to feel like they were playing with their Star Wars toys again.
Don't you feel that the reason for that was you knew about halfway through when you figured out what the timeline of the movie was that everybody was going to die?
I knew that by watching the trailer.
Right. So it, to me, was like, yes, we like some characters and dope, but you can't get too invested because if you really watch this with a trained eye for what's happening, everyone's dying.
Sure.
And then it leads up to the last 5 minutes of that movie is the best 5 minutes of any Star Wars movie ever, where Vader comes in and just f***s everybody up, and then it goes to the fake... weird computer Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, see, that took me out of it. Like, okay. I hate digital ghost puppets. They did a digital ghost puppet with Grand Moff Tarkin. They did a digital ghost.
That's a good call.
That was terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, that, you know, it's
completely unnecessary.
Yeah, they could a hologram.
Because you don't need...
Well,
you,
or yeah, make another character.
Or just do another character, or you just don't need him at all.
But you want to have Grand Moff Tarkin in there.
Do I?
Yeah, he doesn't really move my needle.
Okay,
don't.
Let's go into it. As cool as that Darth Vader, that second Darth Vader scene was, it the first Darth Vader scene was so bad, and I forgot what the pun was, but it was like,
don't choke on your own ambitions.
He did not say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he said, I told him I would let him go.
And he was also like, I don't think so. Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah. Right.
You are under my wheels. I will be elected.
Right.
No,
raise your fist and yell.
It was just like, yeah, it was cool watching a bunch of like lightsaber jibber jabber.
No, that scene with him like f***ing up everybody with the lightsaber.
At the end?
And then and then watching the ship fly away. To like literally the ship is going to fly past the title crawl of A New Hope, I think.
But now watching
But I mean, like, that was a cool sequence in that it was shot really well and executed really well, and like standing there in the dark and then the lightsaber lights up everything. Like, it looked rad, right? But that's another thing, like, I can remember playing with G.I. Joes and Star Wars figures and stuff when I was a kid doing that. Like, yeah, that's what that felt like. It felt as inconsequential as a kid in his room going like, oh, you know, I'm being rash. He takes his lightsaber and he's like, f*** up that guy and he f***s up this guy. Yeah. And he's like,
yeah, try watching the end of Rogue One and then go directly into Star Wars A New Hope. And like, Darth Vader's like doing ninja shit. And then
right
at the next movie, like 10 minutes later, he's barely able to stand up.
Yeah. Well,
that was a thing.
You better hope Captain Nida.
Good call.
That's a thing that the prequels ruined, honestly.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The technology that was available in the prequels, so and then like, you know, 20 years later when Episode 4 happens, it's like, wait, no, all of our technology looks like trash now.
If you watch New Hope on its own, it holds up. If you watch it in comparison to what's going on, look, truly?
Look, it does a lot of very cool things, but it is long in the tooth. And Luke is super whiny.
Wow. I love truly just being a dick.
He's super whiny.
I know, but I'm talking about the special. Listen, listen.
Oh, he wanted to get power.
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. Say it properly, money. I wanted to go to Toshi to power converters.
Five minutes with that moisture farmer, and you end up bullying him.
Oh, it's terrible. Even though she,
look, I'm on team Uncle Owen already.
I still love Aunt Beru and her blue milk because that was some good shit. So here's a couple things I have to point out. Eli Roth, a friend of the show,
sure,
should probably at one point be on TTA. You guys would love him.
Yeah.
He says people hate computerized humans.
Yes.
And we came to this decree when we saw Polar Express together in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And
Hold on. You and Eli Roth saw Polar Express together in the movie theater?
And we also saw...
God, that needs a 30 for 30.
Yeah, thank you for
backing
up.
No, that needs like a...
No, you were right to pull on that thread.
We also saw Rambo.
Makes sense. Yeah. Polar Express is...
So like, and Eli's best quote ever was, people don't like computerized humans. And
no,
I don't care
about any of that.
So, okay. Whose idea was it to go?
Yeah. What theater? Where? What city? Tell us the story.
Well,
called the other and was like, hey, okay, we really need to see
this. Let me tell you my history with Eli Roth.
No.
Did your manager set it up? Or
no.
You two? Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, but Monday won't let me talk.
It's like,
asshole. I'm going to tell you.
All right.
So we had a mutual friend who I won't name because he's a asshole, and if I ever see him again, he owes me $100,000.
Well, now he knows.
Yeah, there you go. He does know. You better. Hey, if you're listening, face, I'm gonna find you.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, it's gonna be really weird if he's a fan of ours, also. So he's really excited
about
the show.
He lives in a Hobbitville with nothing because he's a stupid, dumb idiot with no friends and no Wi-Fi at this point. So, anyways,
but he's a mutual friend of both you and Eli Roth.
Well, he was at one point.
Okay.
So, anyways, so we become friends. Eli and I become really good. And this is pre Hostel.
Oh,
I used to stay at Eli's house in 2005 and 6 in the Hollywood Hills. And he one time told me, and his house smelled like mold. He is like, it's like kind of a, that dewy 1940s Hollywood smell. I'm sure you guys all know.
Kind of dank, but kind not dank. In the like yeah, awesome
it's just,
way.
And just the way that Hollywood smells.
Sure.
And he said, I got this idea for a movie, and these guys will go backpacking overseas, but they'll get kidnapped and get put into a homicidal ring, and there'll be a Japanese chick who gets her eye blown out and they have to cut her eye off. Every little detail of Hostel, he told me in his house one time. So
then he was like, let's go see.
Let's go see Polar Express.
You want to see an animated Tom Hanks?
We went, I'm not sure exactly how this came like about. I actually people. Did have a point, but I remember. So I was there, and this was a two-night thing. One night, we went to Polar Express, me and Eli and his brother Gabe, who is another fine gentleman, and watched this horse shit, piece of shit movie that now my kids love, which means I have to watch it over and over again.
Whose idea was it?
Yeah, this is our hard-hitting interview.
Right.
Whose idea was it to go see Polar Express over other films?
Was it you or Eli Roth?
I have.
Answer us!
I'm going to say it was Eli Roth because he's an auteur. He's okay. Like, oh, is that a Robert Zemeckis movie?
It was Zemeckis, yeah.
Okay, we got to go see this Zemeckis movie, Hanks, Polar, shit. So we had a two-night stand as friends. Saturday, we went to Polar Express. After that piece of horse shit, I said, you know what we're doing tomorrow night? I don't care what you want to do. You come with me. You know what we went and did? Went to Universal Amphitheater and went and saw Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
there you go. That's the Jericho influence compared to the Roth influence.
I thought you were going to say, we went to Universal Studios and we're going to watch the Bubba Gump trip.
No, no.
We went to
Pretzel at Back to the Future and I showed them. No, I took him. He took me to Polar Express. I took him to Guns N' Roses.
And this is like Buckethead.
This is Buckethead years. Yeah. This was, it was the guy from Not Kids in the Hall was the other Canadian show right now. It's really hot. Trailer Park Boys. Oh, yeah. Bubbles came on stage and play guitar with Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
In the amphitheater in Los Angeles.
This is like a Dinner with Andre type movie. Yeah. Like I want to make. Like,
yeah.
My Weekend with Chris.
So my problem. So ever since I see that, so we see Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah.
As a fake guy.
Right.
And it's 90% good.
Right.
But that 10% is enough to go, that creeps me out. Right or wrong.
It's also another 85% of that is also bad. But
it's the most important 10% that's missing, though. It's
the humanity.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So what did you think about the Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia thing?
It was, well, I mean, because she died right before that movie came out. Or just right after?
Yeah, right, like a week.
Well, I think I didn't
see it. But they still had her as a robot because it was early.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between the de-aging stuff, which Disney, I think, can buy that in bulk now because they did it to Kurt Russell in Guardians 2.
That de-aging was way worse than
Guardians. They did it to Michael Douglas in Ant-Man.
Wow.
Like, they de-age, but that's like...
What does D stand for?
D-age as an unaged.
Oh, sorry,
no, it's not a
like D-A Baracus.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The thing is,
they use age to
turns
curve.
Out Mr. T plays young versions of people really well.
White or black,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's good.
He's like Andy Serkis in that regard.
He's the Andy Serkis of de-aging CGI.
I make a deal and make a career in Hollywood.
Oh, he's my God. He's a lot of monkeys,
is
I guess.
That many monkeys and golems?
He was the first one to do it right, and then he's the only one that anybody hires.
What's the most recent Randy Serkis thing he's played?
Randy Serkis?
Just go with it.
I want to go to the Randy Serkis, though, to be honest.
Let's get Randy, baby. You want to have some sex in the circus?
Andy Serkis, well, they did another Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, yeah, but he's Snoke in Last Jedi.
He's going to be the bad guy. He's like the bad guy.
He's in everything, but there was one recent, was it Guardians of the Galaxy? He's in that?
No, he wasn't Guardians.
There was something Jurassic Park or something. I think he played Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park.
He played Chris Pratt, yeah. No, that's what
that was Randy Serkis.
That was Randy Serkis. Chris Pratt, well, that's the thing. Chris Pratt does a Garth Brooks, Chris Gaines kind of thing, where he's got an alter
good
ego. He's got an alter ego named Randy Serkis.
Actually, we did an episode on your network where all we did was talk about Chris Gaines for 45 minutes.
Okay. I listened to every one of your episodes, Mike.
And you can check out more about Chris Gaines or Garth Brooks.
Sure.
On the Team Tiger awesome
show. Or every Sunday on the Jericho Network.
To this episode, to hear Chris react to our episodes. Like,
I enjoyed most of your episodes. There's a couple I didn't like, but most of them I liked.
Which ones didn't you like?
The ultimate high school villain one.
Ultimate high school villain. You just made that up.
80s movie.
No, you
villain.
Mashed up like three episodes
with that description. Also, I'm like, you know me.
We've done an ultimate episode, a villain episode, and a high school episode.
The bad guys tournament. 80s bad guys.
Yeah, no, there's no telling.
It's all.
I don't remember.
The point is, Andy Serkis
great
plays
stuff, though.
Snoke.
No, I know which one I like. The ultimate movie band. Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
That was divisive.
Who won the ultimate 80s band?
Oh, you're asking me? I can't remember any of
Nick's department. Nick remembers all that shit.
Remember your own life. Moron. Spinal Tap. Okay, that should have won.
All right, so Star Wars. We got to...
Randy Serkis plays...
Randy Serkis' brother.
Randy Serkis plays Dream Reader Stoked.
So Randy Serkis plays Peter Stoke.
Yeah.
Trying to get back to Eli Roth.
It was Eli's idea to go
Eli
see.
Eli Roth says that people don't like computerized humans.
Well, he's very right. Because
and then I took him to see Guns N' Roses, which was real.
It's horrifying to look at. And here's my theory on the whole thing is, like, you can make computer-generated dinosaurs and computer-generated, like, aliens and whatever, and Maz Kanatas and Supreme Leader Snokes.
Good call, yeah.
We don't have a frame of real-world reference to what that looks like. So, like,
smart.
I buy that's a dragon. Okay, great. I've never seen a dragon in real life. But, like, a human, like, I've talked to humans.
I've seen a Moff Tarkin.
And you, sir, are no Moff Tarkin.
Good call. I've seen a couple humans
too.
Right?
And it's the same way where you get a little leeway with the Planet of the Apes movies, too, with those. Because, like, they're apes, you know? And, like, they're apes, but they're not acting like apes.
No, I understand the concept.
Explicitly,
but it's just funny to me. Like, so what was the world doing before Randy Serkis became a thing? Like, there was parts all the time.
Latex makeup.
Because the first time we heard about Randy Serkis was in the Hobbit movies, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Where he played Gollum.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Jeff Gollum.
Jeff Goldblum. So we find a guy that can play like a weird, creepy guy, and you got to put the little suction cups on him so that you can do the CGI, whatever. Mm-hmm.
To climb up walls.
But how does that work? He's like in all the movies now.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good at motion capture.
He was King Kong.
He's got a great agent.
Who is this guy? Is he some kind of guy with no bones or something?
No, he's a legend actor. Because he was also in...
He was in Burke and Hare as like a human.
Yeah.
Burke and Hare?
He was 13 going on 30. He was in The Prestige.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a legit actor.
Okay, I have a problem with what you just said right there.
What?
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
Okay? You guys know me. I've been on your show. You've been on my show many times. I don't like movie titles where I have to guess what it's about. Okay?
Oh,
so The Prestige...
Right.
Comes on, and what's it about?
It should have been called
The Magic
Magician
Trick.
Makes Copies of Himself.
The Magic Trick. Or The Best Magician.
Magic Boys.
Or Best Magician.
Magic Man.
So,
well, The Last Jedi, ? We don't know if it's one Jedi or two, so start your anger.
Hold on, you
but
dumb idiot.
But you do know that it's about the last of something.
And No. You're missing the...
Or the most.
Hold on, you dummies. You're picking the wrong word. You know it's about a Jedi. Which is what Star Wars is about. A Jedi. It's a Star Wars movie. The Jedi. It's not called The Prestige, because that sounds political. I don't know what that means. I see The Prestige. I'm thinking, is it Watergate? Is it freaking, is it the Bill Clinton thingamabob? What is that called?
It's about Michael Caine explaining to you how to do magic tricks.
Well, it should be called that. Magic
Man. It's called The Turn.
No, Magic Man.
Master.
The Magic Man.
And it is called... The Prestige.
Well, that's Michael Keaton, who's been
Michael
in every...
Caine.
Take two.
God, Michael Keaton would be... Yes! No. There's the turn.
If there's ever a Michael Caine biography, Michael Keaton should get the gig. He'd be great
for
at
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Michael Caine for a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
How many bad movies has he been in?
Oh, a lot of them.
A lot.
None.
Possibly all of them.
Here lately? Yeah,
he was in
like
Austin
plenty.
Powers 3, where he's like, hey, look at Sputnik. Mm.
Yeah, his famous line.
That's cool, Mike Myers.
Awesome. The iconic Austin Powers 3 line. Hey, look at Sputnik.
No, is that even what he said?
No.
Beyonce's in this movie.
I don't care.
The worst Michael Keaton movie was Jaws 4 when he's swimming in the ocean.
Are we talking about Michael Keaton again or Michael Caine?
Michael Caton.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Sure.
The old. You-
get nuts,
old English cat.
How do we get nuts?
Look at that shark.
So as we can learn, he, to come,
hold on, he comes
up.
Out of the water. He's swimming in the ocean. He comes out and his hair is wet. They switch over to some other cat. They swim over to him and he's got dry white hair.
Uh-huh.
In like a second.
Have you ever seen the Michael Caine?
That's not his fault.
Yeah, no, that's just bad.
That's on the editor.
Yeah.
Hey, editor for Jaws 4, you suck bad.
That's a bad hair makeup.
Jaws 4 had
right
some
there.
Other issues besides whatever the whole movie the hell was.
The fact that the shark tracked this family down in the Bahamas and that Mary Von Peebles actually had a career at some point.
Is that, was it Jaws 4 The Revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Is that what it was?
Because Jaws 3 was Jaws 3D, and that was with Dennis Quaid.
Which one was Son of Jaws?
Son of Jaws 7.
I believe is the unproduced spec that we've written.
Which one was Jaws Electric Boogaloo? I'm not sure which one that was.
The one where Jaws attacks the community center?
Jaws Express was pretty good.
Yeah, Cannon Films didn't finish that one.
Cannon Films! The Holman Globus. Good stuff, man. Did you guys ever watch the Cannon Films
documentary? I haven't seen it yet.
It's fascinating.
Good stuff, man. I used to watch all those movies when I was a kid.
Yeah,
we all.
Chuck Norris was in a lot of them. Franco Nero, Shoka Tsuji. Good stuff.
Was
man.
Scanners Cannon?
Should be.
It was Scanner.
Scanner? No.
Scanner? Scanner was a Canners.
Scanner, babe.
Okay. Shoka Tsuji, anybody? Anyone?
No.
Okay, anyways, he was not in the new Star Wars movie.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho inviting you to the first ever Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. Picture this, rock and roll, wrestling, comedy, live podcasting, all on the open ocean from October 27th to the 31st, 2018, from Miami to Nassau. I'm bringing Hall of Fame wrestlers, some of the greatest rock and roll bands on the planet, and putting the first wrestling ring on a cruise ship ever. Don't be a stupid idiot. Make the list. Check us out at ChrisJerichoCruise.com.
Let's talk more about Last Jedi and what exactly is supposed to take place in this movie. We know that Rey goes to see Luke and he's on the island. She's like, Luke, I've been waiting to see you on this island, but I drove my space cruiser here, and man, those insurance costs are expensive. And Luke goes, you know what you need to do?
Is it the general? Do you have
you
the general?
You need to go to Geico and save money on your land speeder insurance.
Uh-huh.
Really? Tell us about it, Luke. Tell us about Geico now.
You can get a Millennium Falcon insured for way less, 30% less than you can in most competitors.
The deals at Geico are so good, I'll lose my hand.
I've seen deals like this before, and I wasn't scared. But I'm scared now.
All right, yeah, so
that's
we're...
That's a porg screaming at the deals.
Oh, he doesn't know about porg. Okay, so...
Since porgs are for... We decided that.
We're still at the first 8 minutes of the movie. So what else
made it off the island yet?
It's a really long fade at the end of School's Out for the Summer.
Okay, so have you heard about porgs?
Porgs.
Porgs are the new hot thing in The Last Jedi.
What is the porgs?
It's kind of like...
P-O-R-G-S?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Porgs and beans? That sounds pretty
Could
shitty.
Be.
Porg?
Yeah, show what a porg looks like, truly.
Right.
Porg... Porgs are even cuter than Ewoks.
In what way?
They're adorable little sort of penguin-looking things.
You're just looking up shirts of yourself.
They're basically like designed...
Jericho's just looking up shirts of himself.
I was looking up a porg.
Those are porgs.
Oh my gosh. So they're like happy little... yeah, they're like penguins,
yeah, fluffy
said.
Little cute
cross
dudes.
Between penguins and minions and...
hamsters.
Tribbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little triple.
Actually, the DNA checks out.
Really?
You're absolutely right.
So what
and
is
they're
the...
best friends with Chewbacca.
Oh,
Chewie's in the background like, and the porgs in the foreground like,
Can I just be a Star Wars purist here?
Please do.
Back in the old days, if Chewie saw a porg, he would step on it, crush its head, and move on.
Really?
Yeah, but he's
Chewie's
a Buddhist now.
Chewie, exactly. No, Chewie's a PC dipshit who's not going to step on a porg. Back in the day, Chewie ripped an arm off of a guy
in
Mos Eisley. You saw it!
No,
that was Obi-Wan Kenobi slicing
that
dude's...
He doesn't like you either. What?
That was Obi-Wan Kenobi slicing that dude's arm off. Yeah. What you're thinking of is Han Solo threatening when...
C-3PO.
Yeah, he tells C-3PO that he should let Chewie win at Holo Chess.
Good call.
And then he says he's going to rip his arm
Chewbacca
off.
Chewbacca apparently was just a poser because he actually doesn't shoot his weapon in 4 movies.
Really?
He does not shoot his bowcaster in any of the movies.
Shut up.
It was kind of like the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie where they weren't allowed to use any of their weapons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like the A-Team where no one's allowed to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of Jeeps blowing up and people jumping out just in time.
And or a Jeep blow up and a very obligatory shot of the guy getting up.
Uh-huh.
It's like, boom! Yeah. Oh, my Jeep's going to blow up, but I'm still getting up. And boy, am I hurt.
Just a whole lot of footage of people dusting themselves off and giving up.
Yes. We need five dust-off options here, please. Yeah. So that's kind of the Chewie thing. He never shot his rifle in four movies.
Yeah.
And four guys backed up.
Broke the streak? Which movie broke
until
the streak?
Seven, after Han died.
Oh.
Yeah, he shot Kylo Ren.
Yep. What?
In the hip.
Yeah. He never shot his bow laser rifle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't think he ever did.
I also
until seven.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to say that you never saw his hands either.
Because, oh, that's like, bold.
There's an insert shot in Force Awakens.
Cyrus is going to give a shit about being wrong about this.
Where he's like clicking a grenade active or something. He's like setting a charge or something, and you can see his fingers. And it's just like, what the Chewie has fingers?
They look like my fat hands, right, Jericho?
They look
fucker.
Like stupid Nick's fat hands.
God, your hands have gotten so fat now, even fatter since you've been drinking that beer. I used to be worried about Chewie's fat hands.
Jesus
His
Christ.
Are more normal. Yours are fat now. I'm scared about your hands.
So Star
You're
Wars.
Being too mean to Nick, even for me.
I'm
right
not being mean. This is what we do. Listen,
this is what we do. He calls me names, and then I did not call
your name. I said you have fat hands. That's not a name.
He keeps working for me. This is what we do.
This is not.
Look, listen. If he had a Sharpie, he would circle them.
Hold on. I'm just excited that your team won the Stanley Cup this year.
Uh-huh.
Very excited for you.
And I'm excited that you have great expectations. Gene Simmons, 1980
you've
here.
You've got great expectations.
We're back.
Thank you. We're back. I would say it's more like maybe like, oh no, tears of fallen hair.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're now 7 minutes in the movie. What happens when Luke is, does Luke, Clint, I'm asking you, as the voice of reason, actually Truly as well, Mundy and Jericho disqualificato, Truly and Gage, Truly and Clint.
Thank you.
You guys actually pay attention.
To things.
What's going on? To things. Uh-huh. Maybe even, quote unquote, do a little research. Maybe, I don't know. What is supposed to happen in The Last Jedi? What is the plot of this movie?
Truly, you want to go first?
No, you can take it.
Neither one of us know.
No. I have strong feelings about it. I just wanted to give Truly the option to get his out in front of mine. Ultimately, what I think The Last Jedi is going to do is going to get rid of the line, like the good versus evil line that George Lucas was always so determined to draw. And so it's not going to be
which was about his
the
ex-wife.
Dark side and the light Good side, time. But there's going to be a lot of like force. People that can use the Force that are just regular people. They're not Jedi. They're not Sith.
How
they're not
that
good
work?
Versus evil. They're
don't
just
to train
they're just
that?
Gray Jedi. No, it's like Rey. She can just use the Force, but she doesn't have to be a Jedi with all like the restrictions of their order and everything. So it's going to be
get
I think,
rid of its religious dogma.
Exactly. I think the Jedi and the Sith and all that are going to be done with. And it's just going to be a bunch of people sort of in the middle. Like, the gray Jedi is sort of what...
It's going to be like 1999 Attitude Era wrestling where there are no heels or faces.
Right.
But that bothers them because you still had to train for many years to understand the concept of no heels and faces in 99.
Sure.
The ones that didn't train were the ones that came and went, like, in a flash of an eye.
But I think that's what we're running into, though, because even in your precious Rogue One, we've got some characters that are like... Like basically, like security guards of the Jedi Temple. What's his name?
The Will.
Chirrut.
I don't know.
There's these guys that are like Force sensitive, and they're aware of the Force, and they can like feel it, but they're not Jedi, and they're not practitioners of it. But like the idea that the Force sort of extends to people that aren't exclusively Jedi's or Sith. Is going to be the new normal.
Yeah, you
I
don't
think,
have to be
Star
an
Wars.
Orthodox Jedi.
They're all tweeners. Mm-hmm. In fact, the next movie is going to be called Attack of the Tweeners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
episode 9. Episode 9, millennials ruin everything.
Yeah, episode 9, no faces or heels. Yeah.
Episode 9, Mundy's a big dumb idiot. So my question is this. What are the ramifications for Han Solo dying in The Force Awakens? Is there any?
Nope.
Because here's the thing. To me, if we're talking about... if we're talking from wrestling terms, as Dumb Monday always wants to, so let's stereotype Jericho into wrestling world.
We talked about Alice Cooper for 45 minutes.
So, okay, that was for you, man.
Yeah. So let me take it back. Let me go into wrestling world.
Okay.
If I'm trying to push a new heel, a new bad guy, I will say this guy, Kylo Ren, is my new top heel. And because Han Solo is going to Portland, he's leaving the territory. I will now kill him. And I'm going to put Kylo Ren in charge of killing Han Solo, who's my top baby face. And I know because my kids were crying. They don't know anything about Star Wars, but when they saw Han Solo die, they're crying. So that was 2 years ago. They're 9-year-old girls. So does this increase Kylo Ren's heel, quote-unquote, appeal? Is he still stay a big bad guy in this movie?
Kylo, yeah, he's the number one heel in the territory.
He becomes the new Vader?
Yeah. But also, he has feelings.
Yeah, he's still conflicted about it, so I wouldn't be shocked if there's like some sort of redemptive element.
But damn it, I hate that. If you're gonna put him over Han Solo to where he black cards Han Solo and has to leave the territory, then go all the way with him. Make him super evil. Make him kill Princess Leia, too. She's already dead.
She's dead.
She died last year. Oh, my God.
Clutch my pearls for a second. No, but the trailer actually hints that does happen. The trailer makes it look like Kylo Ren is in a TIE fighter and he's shooting at basically Princess Leia or General Leia at this point. So it looks like that General is supposed Leia, to happen. Right. And but I mean, I think the bigger thing with Kylo Ren is like Snoke is going to be the guy that's pulling Kylo Ren's strings. So if Kylo Ren is over as a heel right now, it's all in service of making Snoke the big bad at some point.
Snoke
in this
was like
one.
A giant like lizard guy or something. Was he a giant?
He's not
was
a hologram. He's not actually that big.
He's actually very small. He's only like 2 or 3 feet tall.
He's probably a Maz Kanata.
He's Mr. McMahon.
He's a real Maz Kanata.
Yeah. That's the thing. We had the crossover with the Groot.
Yeah, he's just a tree.
So that's the new big heel is the guy that pulls the strings. Pull the strings.
Right.
We're not talking about Plan 9 from Outer Space with Johnny Depp. We're talking about Snoke.
No, nor are we talking about Ed Wood with Johnny Depp that was about.
We should do a podcast on Ed Wood. It was a good one.
That was a great one.
Ed Wood is great.
It's a great movie.
The real one in the movie, too.
Sure.
Pull the strings. So are we saying
Martin Landau won an Oscar. Mm-hmm.
Great guy. Oh, did he win an Oscar for that?
Yeah. Huge dick.
He's got a famously huge dick.
Huge dick.
Shut up.
He has a big dick. Everyone knows about this.
Hold on
Martin
Landau?
Martin Landau has a huge dick. Like, that's one of the old Hollywood stories.
No, it's not Martin Landau.
I heard two Hollywood stories.
Okay, what are the two Hollywood stories? I got some Hollywood stories for you.
It's not Martin Landau.
I've got some
Milk Girl. Martin Landau has a pretty good dick.
Not anymore.
Where did you hear that
you
from?
You don't even know. Like, but I'm telling you, the famous.
He walks like a man with
famous,
a very
huge,
nice.
Huge dick stories you've heard are Milton Berle. Uncle
Milton
Berle.
I've heard
had
that.
A famously huge
dick. Here's another one for you, Adam West.
Oh, really? I believe that.
Watch the Batman 60s series. He's got a cucumber in his pantsky.
We just need to do an episode of
dicks. Can I tell you?
Next time you're on our show, we'll do a tournament of Hollywood dicks.
Only on the Team Tiger Awesome Show.
Or we could create a Hollywood dick.
Round and round. Okay, so I got a Hollywood story for you, okay?
That was rat.
Can I tell you?
Yeah,
that was
rat.
Right. Well, who was in the video? Uncle Milty. Hello. Stay with me, kids. Can I tell a Hollywood story in the midst
Please,
of the Jedi
sure.
discussion?
It better be as good as Eli Roth and you going to
we've
see.
We've already lost the thread of this episode anyway, so
no,
go right ahead.
So this is different than
the title
other
of this episode
we've done?
It's going to be Star Wars upside down, question mark, question mark.
I'm saying it took us longer this time.
Exactly. We actually stayed on par for a while. So here's my story to you, and you're a baseball fan, right?
Yes.
Mr. Mundy, and
also Clint.
All three faces are wearing baseball caps.
Yes, but well, I don't need to
baseball.
What is
yours?
It's TCU.
What is TCU?
It's the college I went to, the Horned Frogs.
Well, you don't remember that because you couldn't even tell any stories from your high school.
No, I remember. I went there. That's why I have the hat to remind me when I look in the mirror.
Listen, I got to tell you one thing. Truly, you've always been my favorite. You know that? You're the guy that came out of nowhere and became my favorite member of Team Tiger Awesome. Your performance on the High School Confidential episode was shit. So I'm just telling you.
Be sure to check that episode on Talk with Jericho.
Yeah. Monday was great. Monday the Bully. Amazing. Uh-huh. What a
Money the bully who doesn't think he was
so
a bully.
So let me tell you a story, okay? And you guys can agree or disagree. And so when I did Dancing with the Stars, I had a lot of high-class Hollywood contacts because I was in the big leagues at that point. I used to be somebody, boys. I used to be... I used to be a star. I was on the Tonight Show once. So anyways, okay, so check this out. Here's a story for you. Who's got the longest Iron Man streak in Major League Baseball history?
Cal Ripken.
Right. Jr. Okay, you guys can Google this. Here's a story for you, ass. So they're filming a movie called For the Love of Money, starring Kevin Costner, directed by Sam Raimi, a baseball movie.
You're talking about For the Love of the Game.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Just making sure. They're filming. Cal Ripken is going to his Baltimore Orioles game. Does he play for the Baltimore Orioles?
Yes, he does. Okay.
He's going to the Baltimore Orioles. He forgets his glove, or maybe his cleats, or maybe his jock, or maybe, I don't know, he forgets some shit in his house. Goes back to his house, goes inside his house, and his wife is banging Kevin Costner.
No.
He flips the fuck out. He goes crazy. He calls the owner of the Baltimore Orioles and goes, I'm not coming to the game tonight. I can't believe this. I'm going to murder Kevin Costner. I'm going to murder my wife. I can't play. I can't play. I can't play. I can't play. And the owner goes, oh my God, the streak is at stake. And the streak means tickets sold, which means money. You can Google this. There's a game that the Baltimore Orioles were going to play in 99 to 2001, whatever it was, where the lights of the stadium didn't work. The power was out. And the game was postponed because the power wasn't working. A.K.A. Ripken was losing his f***ing mind because his wife was banging somebody else.
Because Kevin Costner's power was working a little overtime.
Yeah, Kevin Costner's wangski was more than powerful. It was up. He hit a homeski runski with that bangski. So there you go. Go Google it. You'll see a game in the Baltimore Orioles history that was canceled because the lights were in the power out. And that was to save Cal Ripken from losing his streak. Thank you very much. There you go, guys. And that was courtesy of, well, I can't, should I tell you who it was from?
I don't. It,
you sure? Sure.
He's, I'll never talk to him again. What's that cast name that was on? Whoa.
Wait.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, you're talking about Joey from Blossom?
Whoa.
Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence. Wait, told you that story?
When I met him, he was Joseph Lawrence. Whoa.
Oh, sure.
Hey, whoa. I got a story to tell you. Whoa. There's a guy, it's Cal Ripken. Whoa. There you go.
You shifted gears into a bad John Travolta impression there. But like,
it's about baby Cal Ripken. Yeah. It's about a baby who talks, but he doesn't really talk. It's really weird. So there you go. That's the story, man. That's my story.
I dig it. I dig it. So 14 minutes into The Last Jedi.
Which, by the way...
So what's supposed to happen in this piece of shit?
We haven't even gotten to the Crystal Fox.
Did J.J. Abrams direct this?
No, Ryan Johnson.
Who's that?
He did Looper.
He did the Brothers Bloom.
Yeah. Brothers Bloom, which is...
You're 0 for 2 on me on
that one. 3/4 of which is worth studying.
Who's Lupus?
Have you not seen Looper?
Looper's good. Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the time travel.
Back in time or some shit.
Yeah. Never. And he also did... he did a great film called Brick that was like a film noir and set in high school that was really cool.
Yeah, he's great.
He did a handful of episodes of... Probably your three favorite episodes of Breaking Bad were Rian Johnson's episodes.
With Joey Lawrence.
Oh. Joseph.
Yeah. So he's great. He's a really good director.
In fact, Disney, because they want to make a shit ton of Star Wars all the time, they're giving him a brand new trilogy sometime in the Star Wars saga that has nothing to do with the Skywalkers. So it's probably in the future and the past, but it's a brand new trilogy.
Those are the two options it could be.
Except it's not a prequel. Every other spinoff is a prequel.
Hold on, I lost interest for a second. Is this Joey Lawrence?
You were looking at your phone for most of
I was. Yeah, I got a couple chickskis texting me, so I don't know what to do. So is Joey Lawrence in the new Jedi movie?
Yes.
He's Snoke.
Why not?
He's Kylo Ren with a mask on.
Exactly.
Here's my question
to you. He's a droid.
Okay, so listen, where are we going with this? What is the overall plot of Last Jedi? Gage. Clint.
It's just it's a continuation of the Resistance's fight against the First Order. The First Order is the sort of tyrannical regime that rose up out of the ashes.
It's kind of a splinter group.
Yeah. They rose up in the vacuum left by the Empire's sudden.
It's almost departing. Like there's like a monster, like a Frankenstein, and they need to feed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forgot you were going there on that. So tell us some new characters. Is Chewbacca in this movie?
There's Crystal. Some new characters? Yeah, there's a guy named Chewbacca.
No, but I mean like
there's new Chewbacca, big tall hairy
which has
dude.
A different flavor, and some people like it, but most don't.
I feel like we're gonna go back
there's
to the
Crystal
regular
Foxes.
Chewbacca.
Is Chewie in it? Though seriously,
Chewie's in it. Yeah, Chewie's in it.
We like Chewie. Mm-hmm. Chewie's still right.
I'm sure C-3PO or R2-D2 will be around.
BB-8. Oh, here's the thing. BB-8. Oh, you know the charming droid.
I have
the first
I have
ball
little,
droid.
Exactly. Thing in my house.
Looks like getting, testicles on its side.
Yeah, it rolls around.
An evil counterpart.
Ooh.
There's a BB-8 that
CC-8.
Is that is all black, and it's the bad guy version of BB-8.
Okay, why does it have to be black?
That's a very good question. Not one for me, friend, because it wasn't my decision.
Lord Dern, Jurassic Park's Lord Dern is in it. Playing,
what would you say?
Jurassic Park's Laura Dern.
How did you pronounce it?
Laura Dern, Jurassic Park. It's the first time.
No, Clint. I want this say it again.
It was Laura Dern was in the movie.
Coherent thing I've ever said in my life.
No, it's Laura Dern.
He said it pretty clearly.
He said Laura Dern. That's what you said. That's what I heard.
You didn't roll it
Sorry.
Into one word.
Laura Dern. I thought you were saying Lord Earn is in the movie. I'm like, who the f*** is Lord Earn?
Laura Dern.
Lord Earn
is in the movie.
Ernest P. Worrell.
Ernest goes to Tatooine.
Ernest
great,
goes to
my favorite of
hey,
all.
Hey, Vern, why is that BB-8 black?
Ernest goes to Alderaan.
In a galaxy far, far away, though, he's a real Maz Kanata.
Okay, so Chewie, what does Chewie do? So Chewie's boss is dead.
Chewie's mourning
well,
the death of his friend.
Chewie's hanging. Look, I would imagine that Chewie, because at the end of Force Awakens, he drops off Rey at the island with Mark Hamill. Or not Mark Hamill, with Luke Skywalker.
Luke!
Yeah.
So Luke, I would imagine he takes off and goes back and hangs out with the Resistance.
Well, all this stuff is on the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, so he's basically he's basically an RV guy at this point.
So here's my question to you.
Yeah.
They're always in trilogies, right? Mm-hmm. We had the original trilogy, which was amazing. The second trilogy, which was spotty. And now we Terrible. Started with Force Awakens. And we're here with Last Jedi. Where are we moving to?
A third one.
Thank you. Good night. But what are we moving to?
Episode 9 is...
Now directed by J.J. Abrams.
Now directed by J.J. Abrams.
J.J.'s back.
Yeah, it was going to be...
Didn't Kathleen Kennedy fire the cat that was on the scene?
Colin Trevorrow, yeah.
What
the guy that directed Jurassic World.
Oh, you're right. Dumb idiot.
I'm not really going to argue with you too much.
We like Kathleen Kennedy because we want to try and have her on this show.
Oh,
no,
we do?
We don't like her.
Well,
she's savvy.
They're making a Han Solo movie, and they fired two guys and then put in Ron
Howard. I
heard
Chris Pratt was going to play Han Solo.
No, it's okay. That was just after the cold open to Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Everybody's like, he should be Han Solo.
I'd rather have him playing Han Solo than Guardians of the Galaxy Pete and fucking Jurassic Park Joe. No one cares about those movies.
Oh,
those movies didn't make shit.
Your best in Guardians
really?
Of the Galaxy
what?
2
Galaxy
made billions of dollars.
In Jurassic Park World printed money.
Yeah.
What?
Jurassic Park World was fucking outstanding in terms
of... Your buddy's
of
in two of those movies.
Yeah, cares about him, eh? Is he in Star Wars? Listen, I'm a Star Wars guy. I want Star Wars to be the big thing. Where are we going for the next Star Wars movie? J.J. Abrams is back.
I mean, they're
going
to wrap it up. Like, story-wise, there's no
wrap
telling.
What?
There's no, but there's no telling what's going to happen in episodes 7, 8, and 9 are about the First Order with Don... Oh, for fuck's sake.
My tile told me a thing was up. Sorry. Okay.
Monday's super professional. Oh, my gosh.
So episodes 7, 8, 9 are all about the First Order and the Resistance fighting. They're the new good guys and bad guys.
But that
they're the new Empire. And that was one of the biggest knocks
the
on Force
thing.
Awakens is that it was basically a rehash of
yes.
A New Hope.
Yes.
Whether or not Episode 8 is a rehash of Empire Strikes Back, I think it will be tonally. It'll
can't
be,
do that.
It'll be much darker.
No, it'll have that like dark moment to it.
Yeah,
for sure.
It'll have a downbeat it'll end on a down note.
Let's talk about the characters that we care about. Mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker, obviously.
Sure.
40-year vet. Rey, I guess we kind of care about her. We don't really.
Rey's great. Rey's pretty all
right. Yeah. Well, she was all right, right? She good?
Yeah, she's great. Finn was great.
Finn Balor, do we care about him?
I'm really rooting for Finn Balor to come back in episode 8.
That was a stormtrooper.
Honestly, I'm really rooting for Finn and Poe to hook up.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm not alone. There's like a whole, not officially, but there's a whole like shippers.
That's the new thing now, right?
Yeah, there's a whole like ship being gay. Yeah.
But they have a gay guy in Star Wars, the diversity.
Yeah.
Well, are you talking about C-3PO?
Yeah, C-3PO. He's the first character
since the 70s. Yeah.
He was beyond.
It's actually a really big shipper community between Poe and
because the idea was
Finn.
Poe was gay.
Everybody likes to think that Poe is into dudes because there's one scene in Force Awakens where he looks at Finn like he's hungry and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, keep that jacket on.
Yeah, he's jacket looks great on you, bro.
Shut up.
You look like a sandwich.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
And then he's pouring sauce on him. I'm like,
uh-huh.
You know, that
hang on a second. I'm just going to put some sauce on you.
It would have been awesome if you had said that into the microphone.
He never put sauce on him, Mandy.
Put your little...
No, but he put sauce on it, though. You know what I mean?
So
emotional sauce. Everyone's going to
Oh my God, this is just out of control.
That's what I think this one is going to... It's going to be similar to Empire tonally, and that there's going to be a dark kind of turn.
So they're going
to
kill Luke.
But also everybody's going
to... What happens... Well, they did in Empire as well. They f***ed more in Jedi.
How are we going to get another trilogy out of them?
Exactly. these got to have kids.
Let's get the roundtable discussion. Which of the original three were people screwing the most in? New Hope, Empire, or Jedi? Start right with you, Mundy.
Empire because of Dagobah.
You think Luke was f***ing Yoda that whole time on Dagobah?
Stick your cock in me, you will.
Well, and plus,
hey, by the way, his name on that planet was not Yoda. It was Bloda. Yeah, boy.
That did not deserve a yeah, boy.
Nothing else.
You know, this piece of shit show.
No, I think, and Lando.
Lando's f***ing, yeah.
Lando? Who's he blowing?
Everyone.
Anybody.
Oh,
None of that happened on screen, of course.
Lando was a rock star. Lando was smooth jazz.
It's just capes on that pansexual.
Uh-huh.
Droids.
Boys, girls, droids.
Droids, boys, I don't care.
Come to Cloud City.
I feel like the
this
fact
is
that
capes on that pansexual.
The fact that Lando... So good is like on Cloud City tourism pamphlets. Like,
And here's Lando Calrissian, manager of Cloud City on Facebook.
I'm getting a real David Koresh thing.
Real good.
There's a real Koresh thing going on with Lando. Uh-huh. Like half the people on that satellite weather station.
He's got like nine wives that don't know about each other.
These are my droid wives.
Hey, you stay on the east section of the weather station. Why, Lando? Just do it.
What do you want from me? She told me she was a droid.
I didn't know.
And that was Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Star Trek.
So, I think, honestly, if anybody had a chance to actually be having sex, it would have been in Return of the Jedi. Because in Empire, like...
On Jabba's boat.
No,
well,
that's not power.
I'm talking about any of the main characters.
Oh.
Han and Leia might have actually hooked up in Return of the Jedi.
When?
At some point.
No,
between...
Empire. When they're on the Ewok trilogy.
They never hooked up in Empire because like there's still that will they won't they tension at the end when he's getting frozen in carbonite.
He gets frozen.
And he gets frozen in carbonite. Then they got to rescue him. So sometime between the rescue of Jabba's pleasure barge and the time where they're all like regrouping with Mon Mothma, I bet they boned in there somewhere.
I would say there was a lot of sex in Jabba's barge. Mm-hmm. Seems like a real kind of open, you know, open sexual thing.
Yeah, I don't think any of our heroes had sex on Jabba's barge.
But I think what's his name?
Rancor guy.
The name of the guy?
Thinking of the rat.
No, what's the name of the band?
Max Rebo's band.
Oh, you're thinking of Alice Cooper.
There's a snoot in there.
Sly Snoodles
was banging.
Yeah, we were just
like
talking about
Sly Snoodles was banging some bitches on that boat.
Sly Snoodles is female, according to gender binary.
Yeah, but she got that like long,
according
long
to
the, trumpet.
According to you and
it's
your hang-ups.
Star Wars.
She's got trumpet lips.
Is it a she?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sice Noodles is that, like, she's that, like, Tina Turner looking lounge singer kind of.
That would explain why Max Rebo hired her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go.
I think the fact, I like that. I like the fact that it's like a kind of an old school jazz cigarette type thing.
Uh-huh.
That Max Rebo was hiring the chicks on the caveat that he could have relations with them.
Oof.
And then Nice Noodles was like the Richie Valens of the Star Wars universe.
No, because no, not at all. Because Nice Noodles was a girl.
Which one of them
Richie
was the big
Valens
bopper?
Was a guy. So you're totally wrong on that.
Max Rebo.
Max
this
Rebo
would be like
the big
Ronnie.
I mean, the pleasure barge like Ronnie... kind of crashes, no, so I guess they I all mean, like, kind look, of are the same.
Yeah, that's really the in the galaxy far, far away. The day the music died was when
Max Rebo went down.
Rebo went down on Jabba's pleasure barge.
Sice Noodles was like Ronnie
Spector. And then Sice Noodles' girlfriend was playing Donna on the radio.
Donna was his name.
It was like Phil Spector.
Be my little baby.
There you go.
That's right. He's going to be in mop commercials in 60 years. It's going to be awful.
So we're 17 minutes into Last Jedi. Uh-huh. And I'm going
to
ask...
We just compared Max Rebo to Richie Valens and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly dying.
Buddy
in a
Holly!
Fuck... Well, also Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Wow! Oh, my God. Wedge is Buddy Holly and the Pork... Where does Porkins fit in? Can I ask my eternal
Nowhere.
Question?
Nowhere. He's too fat.
I think I asked this question in Star Wars Symposium, but I have to ask it again. Here's my ultimate query. Was Porkins written as a guy, or was Porkins written as a fat guy? And did the guy who showed up to be Porkins, did he get the gig because he's fat and Porkins has to be fat, or did he get the gig because he was the best actor for the role?
I think he got the gig because Porkins needed to be fat. And here's
that's stereotypical. That's
I know, but
that's
here's why I think
shit,
because
right
this is the same guy. Do you remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark? Yeah,
he was one of Marcus's bosses.
He wasn't Marcus's boss. He was the one of the government guys that showed up and like.
Which I always assumed was Marcus's boss.
No. He's not like a professor or anything like that. Marcus is a professor. Look, point is
good for Porkins.
Point is Porkins was one of the guys he's the guy at the end of the movie that says top men.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
That
wow.
was the makeup role that Lucas gave him for making him be a fat ass.
Shut up.
I
you don't have proof of that.
No, I don't have proof of that. This is what I think that's what how it panned out. He was like, "Look, I'm gonna make you play a guy named Porkins. I'm gonna make you play Porkins, you fatty." And then he felt bad later after Star Wars made all kinds of money.
Hold on.
He felt bad later, and then he was like, "All right, you can come
See,
be in later."
See, what I think what happened
too.
Is Lucas wrote this part called String Beansy, but then Porkins showed up, and he was like, "Well, this is the best actor." It's like, wait, and then all the British dicks on the set of Star Wars was like, bloody Joel, he doesn't look like a string bean.
He's not a string bean.
Like, all right, now next,
we'll call him Tiny.
Let's call him Tiny.
Okay,
and then George Lucas was like, my wife hates me. She calls me Porkins all the time.
Okay, next
Porkins.
For string bean, John Snorsky. Wow, he's a fat. Isn't he?
But he's a great actor.
Really I good. Thought the role
you've
was
got
ironic.
The role. Change it to Porkins.
Change it to Porkins.
I've done Shakespeare.
My wife calls me Porkins, so I'm going to call him Porkins, and everyone's going to know how I feel.
Wow.
I feel like
guys,
Lucas would write a legit character.
You should have Porkins on your show.
Trust me. If I could, I'd ditch you in a second. for
Coming up next on the Jericho Network, the Porkins, Porking and Round Hour.
Porkins
hour.
Principle.
Porkins actor with legitimate actor. Can't remember his name.
Next up for the string bean. Oh my gosh.
But he's just reviewing No Mercy.
You have to give me the 2 seconds if I'm Lucas and Kathleen Kennedy. Okay, next in for a string bean.
Holy because he's fat. But he's really good.
Mm-hmm. He does a monologue from Hamlet, and it's like, we gotta put
he's
him.
Brilliant.
We gotta
to
put
me.
Him.
Oh God, to me.
We gotta put
that
him in.
That is the question.
Now he's we're the winter of our discontent.
Yeah, the deleted scenes.
Put his ass in an X-wing now.
No, it's great. In the deleted scenes, they're just throwing shit at him and calling him names.
Yeah.
You like that Porkins?
You like the point where like, can he fit in an X-wing?
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna put you in Raiders.
I'm going to shoot you out in 2 days, but I'm going to put Johnny, you in Raiders.
Spielberg here. Listen, I got good news, bad news for you. You're in the movie, but we're changing your name to Porkins because you're fat.
Yeah, but why are you telling me this, Spielberg? Where's George?
You're also in
Raiders. I thought you were making Close Encounters of the Third Kind right now.
Well, I was going to put you in that too, but you're too fat. But I will put you in Raiders of the Lost Ark, hey. And you got a top line at the end, but don't lose weight.
You're still kind of an under five.
Streak beans.
So at what point beans. They go to the casino?
That's who he was. He was CIA special agent String Beans in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right, so then in Star Wars, there's a casino planet.
Oh yeah.
Around minute 23, there's a casino planet.
Very fancy.
Yeah, what? It's like the one percenters of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
It's like Tampa.
It's like Tampa when a whole bunch of dogs run through the windows.
No, but what's nice about this is, like, Star Wars is using all of Florida, because, like, the best part about Rogue One was that they shot in Pensacola.
What? Was it, like, Caddyshack?
No, the final scene. It was, like, those white beaches of Pensacola. That's Florida.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it was
that
all...
Was in,
was
that
all,
was in the Malta.
It was that all, was like, shooting Malta. Like, water parks near the beach for some reason.
They actually filmed those crab shack. They filmed that at Wet and Wild. They filmed that Wet and Wild at Universal Studios.
Yeah. No, but they based a casino plan on Tampa. You can see Hulk Hogan's pop-up shop.
Hey, Porkins, brother!
And occasionally you'll find a little alligator in your backyard. It's no big deal. But it's Star Wars, so it's
okay,
cool.
Okay, so my question to you, Gage, is you don't want to hold... I keep calling you Gage. You're
it's
not
fine.
Gage.
Look, don't fight it.
You're Clint.
I'll answer
don't
both.
Don't fight it! Where are we going with this movie? Where does it go? Where is it leading us?
I'm not real
sure.
They're
going to kill Luke.
I think... I mean,
Luke's going to die in this?
They're going to kill him.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, I think Leia dies in this one. I think Luke dies in the next one.
No, I think they're going to do both.
Leia died for real. So they didn't... Okay. She escaped from that. And they're going to use robot Leia. No, but actually, she filmed all this
Andy Serkis is playing Leia from now.
Andy Serkis can go... himself. I'm so sick of this asshole.
I'm so sick of not seeing his actual face.
I'm sick of him.
What's he hiding?
He's made a career from nothing.
Is he hiding?
Oh, he motion captured Gollum. Great. That was 19 years ago. Enough of this bullshit. He's Kong. He plays Stoke.
You know who,
give me a
you
break.
Know who else you should start getting mad at then is this guy Toby Kebbell.
I hate him. Who's that guy?
Great. He's another one of the, he was the main bad guy ape in
I'm sick of these apes.
Yeah, and he played the new King Kong. And there's another guy named Terry Notary who's also super.
Listen, at least Doug Jones has the moxie to do it with makeup.
Doug Jones who's running for Senate?
No, Doug Jones who has the eyeballs in his hands.
Got it.
Who's also running for Senate.
He's Guillermo del Toro's favorite mocap senator.
Yeah. It's Doug Jones, right?
Yeah, I think it
okay.
is. Yeah.
And I think that's The Last Jedi.
He played
no, it's not The Last Jedi. No. We're not done yet, Mundy, you dumb idiot.
Yeah,
we're
still trying to figure out a lot of shit out.
Long way to go.
This is like a 15-minute long podcast.
We haven't even discussed freaking Carrie Fisher yet. So did she film all her stuff before she died?
She did. Apparently all they had left was they did some ADR that was apparently a little awkward for everybody involved.
Did Randy Serkis do that?
Randy Serkis did.
I'm Princess Leia! Yeah. Ah, look at me!
Yeah.
What a dumb bitch.
Really, what happened?
What an idiot.
We need a character that's not going to appear on camera. Get me Randy Serkis.
Maybe Tina Fey could probably do a good Carrie Fisher.
It's possible.
In case anybody.
She's a person.
Sure.
Listen, if you guys
have. Cirque du Soleil is kind of a Randy Serkis.
If you guys haven't found anybody to play Princess Leia's voice yet, and the movie's out in 2 weeks, you might want to call Tina Fey.
Yeah.
She might be good.
Just
I'm just trying to help.
If you haven't figured it out by now,
what?
Go to Tina Fey.
I think well, it could be.
No, but yeah. She filmed all of her stuff in episode 8. She apparently was also not integral to episode 9. Which led a lot of people.
She was not supposed to be in episode 9.
No, but they led a lot of people to think that she would either be dead or incapacitated, which is partially the reason for Laura Dern's character, because General Leia is like laid up for most of episode 8, and then Laura Dern is kind of a sort of politician-y kind of character within the Resistance who then steps up to fill the void of this leadership void.
No, but I think like when they were trying to set up for 9 after they died, like they were like. I think Colin Trevorrow, who was at least the old director, had plans of Leia was in plans 9, and they were asked the family if they could digital death puppet her, and they were like,
good
no.
Call. Yeah. Digital death puppet. Well played,
it's also the name of my band.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be in a band with you, digital death puppet.
All right, well, you play the trumpet, and I'm going to skank.
What?
Oh, I just assumed we were going to be in a ska band together.
Well, what does the skank mean?
Like, all Nick can do is the skank and pickle.
Yeah.
Like what Sami Zayn does.
Well, like...
No, go ahead. Like, do it one more time. Let me see that.
Or what?
Yeah, there you go.
What is that?
For the listeners, is Nick is doing a half-hearted...
You're moving back and forth like a giant, dumb idiot. What is that? My question is this. Here's what I think. So I was really happy, and not happy in a fanboy sense, because, you know, I wish Han Solo would live forever. But in Force Awakens, the fact he died, I thought was great. Knowing also, being an Uber fan, that Han Solo, Harrison Ford wanted to die in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Actually wanted to die in Empire. And Lucas was like, are you crazy? Absolutely not. So I think that the caveat for Harrison to be in Force Awakens was, I'm dying in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you'll ever have me again.
And you're going to CGI him out my earrings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was like
you're gonna
really
try.
Good in that. Like, he stole the show in Force Awakens because you knew at the end he was dead. So are we getting the same thing with Fisher or Hamill in Last Jedi? Will Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia die in this movie?
Or is Luke Monday. The ultimate bad guy?
Oh.
Well, that's another. How do you mean?
Maybe he's reversed.
Explain.
Maybe he's the last Jedi?
Explain, Mundy.
Because Luke has been just hanging out, listening to Alice Cooper for the last 30 years.
You think maybe he kills
Ray? He's just been playing Pearl Jam's Jeremy over on that island.
Jeremy's Rugen. Hey, Luke, what are your Desert Island albums? it's Pearl Jam 10. Good.
What are your ocean planet, vaguely Scottish island favorites?
I like the White Album in 10. Good.
Lucas, actually, he's been distracting
10?
Himself by
really
picking up all the FedEx packages that got blown up in the plane. Yeah. And, like,
yeah. Hey, let's go back. What was he eating on that Scottish, vaguely island, listening to Pearl Jam 10 and the White Album for 17 years?
These are some more new characters for you that are going to show up in The Last Jedi.
Please tell us.
There are these weird-looking little fish, kind of. Like, they're like a nun, kind of, like an order of nuns that take care of him. Or something?
Oh, they look like nuns?
So, no, they look like fish, but they're in like habits.
Fish nuns.
They're like fish nuns.
They're like, like nuns, no. But fish.
A cloister of fish.
This is not Mundy talking here. Horse. This is me. I'm...
Oh, wait, did we talk about it already?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how long is this podcast?
It's been a while.
So there's nuns.
Don't
that
you have
like...
Bronson Pinchot later?
I wish.
Come up soon. I'm talking to Jericho.
What was his big guest phrase? I don't believe it.
No.
Yeah, let's just say that.
No, what was it?
Cousin Larry, you are ridiculous.
I don't believe it. Oh, Cousin Larry. Yeah. Aquil Foley.
That's not. That's a different.
Oh, look at Aquil. Oh, look, your skin's so good. Oh, my. Hey, man, that's a different guy.
No, that's same. Serge.
That's don't Serge. Patronize
Serge
me.
From Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah, that's not, not Balky.
Oh, that was first.
Balky!
Balky.
Yeah. Who's Balky's catchphrase?
Balky Bartokomis. That's so ridiculous.
That's so ridiculous. Okay, so continue with the Porky's.
Dude, how do you expect me to remember what I was talking
about?
This group of real ne'er-do-wells drills a hole that you can see into the girl's shower.
And what Luke does is use his lights to look into the nuns' locker room.
The nuns' locker room? Yeah, the nuns...
He takes it and pushes it through to make the hole, but actually, like, skewers people on the other
and
side.
And then Rey walks into Luke's cave and sees the poster for all the core positions of DDP yoga hanging up.
Honestly, I'm just asking you guys a question. What is the deal with the fish with habits
on
them?
They're like a race of nuns.
They live on the island.
They're
neighbors to Luke.
Oh, that's right. You asked, what does he eat?
Oh.
Like, just assuming that he was literally standing on that spot for 40 years.
That's hard to get to. But you're talking about nuns that have habits and shit?
Yeah, so there's apparently a support staff to the island there that he's been living on.
And then one of the nuns...
Oh, is it a resort?
I think so, yeah.
Oh. One of the fish nuns...
The fish nuns are all walking around with, like, folded towels and, like, lemon wedges.
Hot towel?
One of the fish nuns was a jazz singer who saw a crime, and then the police were like, well, you got to go into hiding.
Yeah.
until you can testify in open court.
You're talking about the spinoff, the Star Wars saga movie that's going to be called Fishter Act?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was Fish Nuns on the Run.
Fish Nuns on the Run.
Fish Nuns on the Run.
That was clearly a Sister Act reference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on.
That is the better known movie.
Hold on.
What'd you find? What'd you find? Hang on a second, guys. Hang on.
Of course I have. Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. Don't be
going to be ridiculous.
How long is this supercut before we continue listening?
Ridiculous.
Hold on a second. It actually says super.
It keeps getting better.
It says supercut. You're like, how long is the supercut? Like, Clint, Gage, the ultimate asshole. How long is the supercut? And look, it says, don't be ridiculous, supercut. Let me ask you guys a question before we go back to The Last Jedi. What kind of a world do we live in where Balky were talking
about this? Just full stop.
I don't know, man. I've been asking myself that a lot lately.
It's been a rough couple years, bro.
People actually bought merchandise with Don Bear Diggler. Uh-huh.
It was a great show. It was a good show.
Was it a great show? Really? It was really? Name one famous episode of Perfect Strangers. You're just remembering
the one where Mark Lynn Baker got addicted to cocaine.
Oh, that's an after-school special. Mark Lynn Baker was Michael J. Fox's uncle on Family Ties, and there was a very special episode of Family Ties where Mark Lynn Baker was an alcoholic. Uncle Charlie, yeah, who's an alcoholic on Family Ties.
It was a crossover episode with Perfect Strangers.
Well,
he was
actually
so drunk he forgot his name.
Yeah,
I just threw so many softballs. Tom Hanks? Uncle on Family Ties who had a drinking problem on Family Ties.
Oh, really? I didn't know
go
that.
Back and watch that episode.
A very special episode of...
I watched it with Eli Roth.
Apparently it's a sex addict. It was too, which is what I've heard. But don't say anything.
Wait, Tom
your
Hanks?
Buddy that you're telling Tom on a Hanks podcast, who you just bragged, it's like 400,000 views. And
hey,
I never bragged to the Fox,
this is your
dude
podcast. This is your show.
I keep forgetting.
I feel like we need to remind you.
My show
this
has
is your show.
100,000 yeah downloads.
Our show, you can say whatever you want. Nobody cares.
It's so like it's about 45 minutes into Star Wars: The Last Jedi, Kylo Ren's like, "Hey Rey, let's be friends."
That's bullshit.
No, he seems
you
mad. He like beats up more
that
walls.
What is your final predictions for what's going to happen in The Last Jedi Monday?
I think that at the end of the episode movie, Kylo Ren and Rey are going to be on the same side.
Having sex?
They're just friends.
But aren't they related?
We don't know.
Unclear.
Hmm. Rey's parentage is one of the great mysteries of the new trilogy.
Who do you think Rey's parents are?
Nobody in particular.
I don't think she has parents.
Honestly,
John and George from Peoria?
No, honestly, I don't think she has parents.
That's what it's going to be.
Immaculate Conception.
You think she's another Anakin?
I think she was like maybe like a monster.
Like Frankenstein?
Yeah, and then she had to be fed. Powers of the Force.
And then when she got old enough, she went to school. And at one point,
I legitimately think that Luke is gonna like appear to be like the bad guy, the big bad. He's gonna be like,
no more, Mr. Nice Guy. Telephone is ringing. I think that Luke is gonna turn into a heel. The big plot twist of Last Jedi is that Luke Skywalker is gonna turn into a bad guy because he's lost his mind, and he's just like his father, who is not a nice guy.
Well, and then I think Kylo Ren's going to do a double turn and then go face.
Kylo Ren already killed his father, so we hate Kylo Ren. I think it's all based around Rey and a returning Jar Jar Binks. That's my prediction.
Truly?
My prediction is they're going to sell a bunch of pork merchandise.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Not Porkins or Porg? Or Porkins?
Porkins had his day.
Did you say Porgs or Pork?
Porgs.
Gage, what do you think is going to happen?
Get a sharper image.
I think it's going to end up with Luke and Rey and Kylo all off doing their own thing, being like crazy great Jedis who are like, and then episode 9 is going to be an Ocean's 11 style heist of some sort.
With Bronson Pinchot.
Who I believe
episode 9 is going to be an Ocean's 11's heist.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, so bad. Don't be ridiculous. Are we excited about Last Jedi? Is it going to be good?
I am, yeah. Yeah, the Chinese International trailer was awesome. What? I'm being serious. It was a great trailer.
It was a good trailer.
The one from China?
No, I'm pumped
about it. Why
would
they show that to us here in the States?
I don't know, because we're lame.
We got a lot more money here in the States than they do in China, trust me.
I don't know.
I've been to China. It's a facade, trust me. Oh my god, the Red Arby's coming for me. Don't say a word, people.
Did you just say the Red Arby's?
The Red Arby's, yeah.
They got the meats.
Ooh,
the big Montana's coming for us.
Yeah.
stay point. Quiet. Say hush.
When I did a podcast talking shop from China, I was not allowed to say the words. Don't say Red Arby's. So what a great time. Thanks, guys, for being here. Anytime there's a new Star Wars canon episode coming out, episode 8, this is a big deal. And we're making jokes and kind of laughing it off. But listen, I know all of us. I have my tickets already for the Sunday. I'm sure you have yours for Thursday.
Nick is going Thursday night.
Yeah.
Because he has a party Friday and a party probably, Saturday, and he doesn't want to wait.
We're all going to be there early. It's going to be a great movie. I'm super excited. God bless J.J. Abrams. God bless George Johnson and anyone else.
He fell asleep.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to Talk is Jericho. I'm Ryan Johnson. Go see my next movie, Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. I'm really excited about it. And make sure to check us out. Hit us up on Twitter, @ Talk is Jericho. Leave a review on iTunes. Give us some stars.
Don't forget check out Team Tiger Awesome every Sunday. This week we're doing Create an Insect.
We did a Star Wars episode.
We actually did a Star Wars episode this week.
Good. We're a little bit more on topic.
Yeah. Okay, listen to that
tournament,
one, too.
That decided once and for all who the sexiest Star Wars character of all time is.
What do you think it was?
I will tell you this.
We don't want to spoil it.
The only spoiler I'll give, Admiral Akbar makes it farther than you think.
It's like, I love Clint is always the news guy. For me, sexiest guy, Princess Leia on the Jedi ship.
She's definitely on the bracket.
She beats and Admiral Akbar and his stupid fish face.
Well, I don't know. Does she?
Actually, you know what's as hot as the weirdo with the giant elephant proboscises that dances for
Twi'lex. Yeah.
What's her name?
The Twi'lex. That's her.
I don't know her Christian name.
Species.
But...
her Christian name is Mary.
Mary Jansen.
Chris threw his microphone down, so I think we're done.
Well, by the way, Jericho Holics, if you're going to Amazon to shop for Christmas products, go to Amazon. Go to the Amazon link for the U.S., U.K., and Canada, trying to get rid of all Jericho's stuff.
He's already texting somebody
else. He's making
bed.
You know, sometimes I amaze even myself.
Thanks to Team Tiger Awesome for getting us all ready for Star Wars The Last Jedi. Well, I don't know if we actually even learned anything about it, but it's out. Definitely seen it this weekend. I have tickets already for the 17th. If you want more on the Team Tiger Awesome show and more of their laughs, check out their show every Sunday on the Jericho Network at Podcast One. And the cabins are going fast for Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea. Book your cabin now at chrisjerichocruise.com. The first 400 are gone, but there's still plenty left, and only $150 can hold your cabin, as little as $150. And everything is included in the price. Don't forget, all-inclusive, all the food, all the activities, the live podcast, stand-up comedy, meet and greets, signings, concerts, the Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament, all covered in the price of your cabin. This is not like you're paying an admission fee and then you have to go pay another $50 to get Jerry Lawler's autograph. No, you want Jerry Lawler's autograph? You're going to get it for free because it's all-inclusive with your cabin reservation. Go do it now. The only thing you got to pay for is alcohol and gambling. And if you book your cabin by January 15th, you'll get a picture of me with the list. I'll put you on the list. How does that sound? You got to book by January 15th, though. And remember, you'll be able to hang on this ship with all the incredible guests, our hosts, Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler, SoCal Val, Special Cruise Director, Mick Foley, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Rey Mysterio, Keeping It 100 with Conan, Disco Inferno, Shane Helms, Killing the Town will be there, Cyrus will be there, Beyond the Darkness, Tim and Dave will be scaring the crap out of you, Brad Williams, Ron Funches, Jim Brewer doing comedy, and Jim's going to be playing with his band, The Loud and Rowdy, Busted Open Radio joining the festivities, Fozzy playing Judas, Painless, all of our hits, Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, King, The Dives, Dave Spivak Project. The new video for Get Out of My House is on YouTube now. Check that out. It's very, very good. The Darlings of Rock and Roll, Cherry Bombs, Shoot to Thrill, the world's best female AC/DC cover band, Blizzard of Ozzy, the world's best Ozzy Osbourne cover band, and also the aforementioned Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament held on board the ship in the middle of the ocean. We got a ring on the deck. It's going to happen all under the stars on the sea. And the winner of the Sea of Honor tournament gets a Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship shot in the future. The Young Bucks will be there. The villain Marty Skrull, the American Nightmare Cody, don't call him Rhodes, Cody's wife Brandy Rhodes, the Briscoe Brothers, Dalton Castle, so many more to be announced upcoming. Don't miss out on this. Thank you so much, ChrisJerichoCruise.com. Make your reservation now, be a part of it, and thanks for doing that. Thanks for all the killer Talk is Jericho sponsors who support us, who are supported by you. Hopefully, ddpyoga.com. go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho.
Take advantage of DDP's biggest holiday sale ever. Get 30% off all DDPY DVDs, the app, and all related merch. Go get in the best shape of your life, mentally and physically. Save money on car insurance with Geico. And keep listening for the 60 Neck and AP News headlines coming up next and coming up Wednesday. Wow, this is a guy that means a lot to me. I grew up in Winnipeg, Canada, and one of Canada's most legendary rock DJs, Howard Manshine, is going to be here telling us stories about Canadian rock and roll, about Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Pete Townsend. He's had over 40 years of experience in rock and roll. He is a rockologist. He is going to be here. Stay tuned for the most amazing, interesting Howard Manshine coming up on Wednesday. Until then, in the meantime, and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy, the last Jedi, baby.
When 900 years old, you reach, look as good as you are not. Hmm?